With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. A proposed constitutional amendment declaring corporations are not people faces extremely long odds, according to one Montana political scientist. Edward O'Brien reports.
Senator John Tester announced earlier this month that he plans to introduce three campaign finance-related bills. One is a constitutional amendment declaring corporations are not people. UM political science professor Rob Saldin says it's a popular idea that will probably go nowhere fast.
The chances of the amendment passing are approximately 0%.
Saldin points out the complicated and messy job of passing simple federal laws is child's play compared to amending the U.S. Constitution.
An amendment requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers of Congress, and then after that, it has to be ratified by the legislatures of three-quarters of the states. I mean, it's just an enormous hurdle.
Not to mention, Saldin notes, the other not-so-insignificant hurdles. Congress and most of the states are controlled by Republicans who he says probably aren't too eager to embrace such an amendment. Democrat John Tester, Montana's senior senator, says this should not be a partisan issue.
When I go back to Montana, I hear from Democrats and Republicans about the problems with the campaign system we have today.
Tester says he has a healthy skepticism of President Donald Trump's vows to drain the swamp, but
this is really part of cleaning up the swamp. This is getting more transparency so that people know what kind of creatures are trying to influence their elections.
UM poli-sci professor Rob Saldin points out Tester has always been an advocate for campaign finance reform, going so far as to characterize it as one of Tester's core issues. The senator introduced a similar constitutional amendment in 2013, but it did not gain any traction. Tester is running for re-election in 2018. His is one of several Democratic seats Republicans hope to flip. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.